Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. It's the only way we'll grow. And follow me on another platform because I can get kicked off this one any day now.
If you are broke, you should not be dating. I'm not saying if you're broke, you're not worthy of love and happiness. You're just not worthy of me.
You're nothing. Look, I'm not trying to be mean, but you just another basic B. That's the part that annoys me about these women. Even if you are kind of cute, and I'm not saying you're kind of cute, but I'm talking to the women that may be listening. You know how many cute women there are in the world? Being cute and skinny isn't really special. Being cute, skinny, and having long hair isn't really a special thing in the world. I mean, maybe in a small pond, you could be a big fish or an important fish, but in the grand scheme of the world, you're really nothing. And I'm just saying that, like, because you don't have any reason to be arrogant. That's why I'm trying to say that. You can be something, but if you're just another basic airhead on a podcast talking about how nobody's worthy of you, then you're nothing. I'm trying to motivate you to become something, something of substance. More than likely, this chick right here that you're looking at has been nothing up to this point but a C-dump for guys she deem alpha. But she's some holy grail that no one's worthy of. Cut it out. Why haven't any of those guys with money that you dated up to this point saw the value in you and wiped you up since you're so valuable? See, that's what they don't want to talk about on these podcasts. They don't want you to go that deep into the logic.
Just kidding. You need to focus on yourself. Broke guys are usually the most insecure guys on the planet. I swear to God.
Okay, I'll give her props on one thing. It doesn't look like she has on a lot of makeup. I was going to say, women are the most insecure people on the planet because they can't even walk out the house without putting a fake face on. But I'll give her some props. It doesn't seem like she has a lot of makeup on. And fellas, don't be insecure because you're broke. Money shouldn't make you one way or another. So yeah, work on yourself. And I don't mean work on getting more money because life's not all about money. Work on your self-esteem and just find the value in who you are as a person.
It's not necessarily their fault at all. Because as a society, we have prided men and we have made their self-worth contingent on how much money they make or their profession.
Well, ain't that what you just did at the beginning? You act like you were just playing, but you weren't playing. We all know you weren't playing. The hypocrisy is hilarious.
The broke men, they walk around with a chip on their shoulder. If you don't like your circumstances, try to do something about it. Don't be mad at everyone else. Especially not me.
My ex used to send me pictures of Instagram baddies. Be like, oh my God, she's so hot.
I remember this actually.
I'd be bawling my eyes out to sleep. And I cannot believe I put up.
But that keep them on point. I mean, I wouldn't do anything like that. The character is questionable. But stuff like that keep them on the hook with you. Now, if you was on the line with her talking about how she's so much prettier than the girls he sees on Instagram, that's the type of stuff to get you cheated on and forgot about when you're kissing her butt. I'm not saying do this, fellas, but I'm just being honest. These are the guys they stay chasing.
Look at him over there. I'm just going to ignore him all day so he knows I'm mad.
Today has been so peaceful for some reason. I don't know what it is.
I mean, yeah, you're not hurting us. Trust me, you're not hurting us. Play the game, do what we want to do, don't got to hear your mouth. Please give me the silent treatment. This says she was flirting with me and her husband walked up and started tripping. And she's still holding on to the black man arm. Yeah, I would have ducked off. Yeah, I don't need those problems, especially over no stinking you know what. Hey, look at the girl in the middle. She like, let me sip my tea. This is getting juicy. Yeah, see, man, this ain't even worth it. And then this dude is out of bounds. He is not in his environment as a black man. Things could go all the way left. Oh, this your lady? Oh, my bad, man. I'm out of here. That's how you handle situations like that.
With me, and then her husband woke up and started tripping.
Oh, let me say this. If you the husband, no, you see what's going on. You take a mental note. Hey, take a couple more sips of your drink and go on about your business. She ain't yours. She for the world. Just keep it moving, bro. There's other women in there. Go start putting your Mac hand down. And just keep it moving. Don't try to come save her. She don't want to be saved.